you'll never give me a fair shake. You know that?
Welcome, fight fans, to this, the number 6 episode of In the Square Circle with Felipe León. I am Felipe León, and we are here in Tijuana, Mexico, ready to give you your next installment of your 30-minute or less boxing show. We're going to give you all the news, all the fight results, and all the upcoming fights for this weekend that's coming up, the news of the last week, and the fight results from the last weekend. I'm Felipe León, international editor at fightnews.com, co-editor of boxeotijuana.com, and co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV, our weekly live YouTube show in Spanish that you can catch every Tuesday night on YouTube. You could go to boxeotijuana.com/TV and catch it there, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just look up Boxeo Tijuana, all one word. You can subscribe to the show there. But here, we're here to talk about boxing here on In the Squared Circle on the Leave It in the Ring Network. So let's get started with what we call Jabs and Hooks, our new section. It was finally made official. Florida's Keith Thurman will be defending his WBA welterweight title against former champion Sean Porter on March 12th. The bout will take place at the Mohegan Sun Casino Resort in Uncaxville, Connecticut, and broadcast live on CBS. This is the first primetime boxing show on CBS. The last one was back in 1978 when Muhammad Ali faced Olympic gold medalist Leon Spinks. And it just makes perfect sense that since Keith Thurman's from Florida and Sean Porter is from Ohio, that the fight will take place in Connecticut.
You're serious?
You know, Al Haymon doing his thing and putting it in the worst place that you could put a fight of this caliber, with two guys that really don't sell any tickets even in their hometown. So putting it here, you know, you're not building any fan base or anything like that. But that's besides the point, I guess, to Mr. Al Haymon and the Premier Boxing Champions. Another fight that was announced was the IBF welterweight title defense by champion Kell Brook against mandatory Kevin Bezier of Canada. The fight will be held on March 26th in Sheffield, England. Brook still is chasing a fight against fellow Brit Amir Khan, and it is also said that he's on the short list to possibly face Miguel Cotto, according to Freddie Roach. Sitting a row back and some seats over from Floyd Mayweather Jr. this past Saturday night at the Staples Center, Amir Khan is all over the internet claiming Mayweather Jr. wants no piece of him. Khan admitted money taunting him by bringing up his loss to Danny Garcia. But Khan retorted that Floyd fought his leftovers twice, which is Marcos Maidana. Floyd said he was happy in retirement. And there's another story that's going around the internet where Mayweather talks about being glad that he works with guys that wear suits and all this, kind of throwing some digs at Oscar De La Hoya and that whole incident with the cross-dressing. But I'm just going to put this out there, and I know if you guys are hardcore boxing fans like I am, you've done your research. Doesn't Al Haymon have some weird thing going on? I'm just going to leave it at that. And isn't that his main guy, Al Haymon? So for him to be saying that stuff about Oscar De La Hoya, knowing that Al Haymon has his little dark side over there, you know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up or ask somebody that might know. The second WBC female convention kicks off this Wednesday night in Tijuana, with many current champions scheduled to attend, as well as some past female stars like Christy Martin and Mia St. John. A special homage will be made to Jackie Nava and Ana Maria Torres for the two wars that they've had against each other in the past. And obviously, if you don't know, Jackie Nava is the first female champion to be crowned by the WBC. Despite some reports that it was dead in the water, there's still some hope in a fight between WBO, IBF, and WBA light heavyweight champion Sergey Kovalev and WBC champ Adonis Stevenson. According to Kathy Duva of Main Events, who promotes Sergey Kovalev, a deal needs to happen this week since they can't hold the venue for much longer, the venue that is reserved for June. Kovalev She said that Kovalev has plans to fight Andre Ward in November and that he will fight in June, whether it's against Stevenson or not. She was told by Yvonne Michel, who promotes Adonis Stevenson, that he has a meeting with Al Haymon this week. So there's still some life to that fight. Hopefully they can make it happen in June, because that would be a great fight for the middle of the year. Obviously, they're going to want to make it a pay-per-view. And then if Sergey Kovalev ends up beating Adonis Stevenson, you know, he would become the unified light heavyweight champion with all the belts. And then he would, the fight against Andre Ward would be so much better in November. If Stevenson wins, then he becomes a unified champion. And then maybe they can make that fight against against Andre Ward. But, you know, that would be probably wishful thinking. And with that said, we move on to the section we call decisions, 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 or even some knockouts, where we give you the fight results from last week.
Let's get ready to rumble!
And from the Staples Center in Los Angeles and broadcast live on Fox Network, Danny Garcia captured the vacant WBC welterweight title with a unanimous decision over Robert Guerrero over 12 rounds. Guerrero saw some success early on, but Garcia closed the show in the second half, scoring the bigger and better punches. Guerrero feels he won the fight and wants a rematch, while the three judges scored it 116-112, or 8-4, and in favor of Danny Garcia. And the bigger story here is that, you know, the WBC sanctioned this fight as the for the vacant welterweight title, the title that Floyd Mayweather left vacant when he retired. I mean, you know, both guys, former champions. Danny Garcia coming up from junior lightweight, junior welterweight, was a champion there, undefeated. But Robert Guerrero's fought 7 times in this weight division. He's gone 4-3 in the division, and really the 4 fights that he's won, it hasn't been against, the biggest name was Andre Berto. The other one was Seljuk Aydin, Yoshihiro Kamigai, and Aaron Martinez in his last fight, which was very, very controversial. So for him to deserve to fight for the vacant title, that's very, very suspect. But as you know, they're doing this welterweight and super welterweight tournaments to determine who are the new WBC champs. Well, now we have the WBC champ, Danny Garcia, which he's more believable, even though he's only fought, this is only the second time that he fights in the division, the first time being a 9th round TKO over Pauly Malignaggi, who was well past his prime. So, you know, do these guys deserve to be there? Not to fighting for the title, not really. But now Danny Garcia needs to defend against Amir Khan, who is his mandatory, and the WBC has ordered it to be before June or by June. So we'll see if they can make that happen, even though Amir Khan is still chasing that fight against Floyd Mayweather. But he has stated in so many interviews that he's done, because people are paying attention to him, because a little scuffle with Floyd Mayweather, is that that, you know, he wants to beat Danny Garcia in a spectacular fashion to maybe, you know, entice Floyd Mayweather into facing him. So we'll see if he can make that happen. In the semi-main event of that same night at the Staples Center, Sammy Vasquez remained undefeated by forcing Aaron Martinez to stay on his stool after the 6th round in an uneventful semi-eliminator in that WBC tournament that we have mentioned. And after suffering a knockdown in round 3, Dominic Brazil, the heavyweight, looked in trouble against a much shorter Amir Mansour, but was able to score a 5th round TKO after Mansour didn't answer the bell. Later, it was found out that Mansour bit his tongue and suffered some kind of jaw injury, and that's why he did not come out for the 6th round. In Samoa, up-and-coming heavyweight Joseph Parker scored a one-sided 8-round TKO over overmatched Jason Bergman. Parker, after the fight, issued a challenge to United Kingdom's Anthony Joshua through his manager, but his rep alleged that he was turned down flat by Eddie Hearn, who promotes Joshua. In Mexicali, Mexico, former title challenger Jose Chon Cepeda demolished late sub Ahmed Diaz in the 1st round of a Schedule 10 in the lightweight division. In the semi-main event, former super flyweight champ, now fighting at super bantamweight 122 pounds, Juan Carlos Zurdito Sanchez, earned a unanimous decision over Filipino John Gemino. Scores were 97-93 twice and 96-94. Also in Mexico, but this time in Nuevo León, Guanajuato, former IBF super welterweight champion Carlos King Molina stopped Colombian Jose Agustin Feria in 8 rounds. Same Carlos King Molina that was deported after he was arrested before his fight in Las Vegas. And now he's in Mexico. I'm pretty sure he's trying to get his papers. He's probably not going to be able to get them. So he's going to be fighting in Mexico for quite a while. But at least he's getting on TV. This fight was a semi-main event on Televisa, with the main event being this guy really should not be even benching because it's not that much to talk about. And 44-year-old Luis Ramon Yoriboy Campas won his 106th fight against 17 defeats and 3 draws with disqualification over his senior, because actually Anthony Bonsante of the Contender fame is actually a couple years older than Yoriboy Campas. This fight was in Butte, Montana. Campas dropped Bonsante in the 5th round with a hard left hook to the ribs. But in the 6th, Bonsante lifted Campas up on his shoulders and threw him down to the canvas where Campas hurt his knee and could no longer continue, thus the disqualification. Before the fight, Campas threatened that it was his farewell fight, and now with the injury, it looks to be so. So with that is the fight results from the last weekend. So now we're going to go to your upcoming schedule in this, in the Squared Circle with Felipe León, your 30-minute or less boxing podcast where we give you all the news, the notes, the fight results, and the upcoming schedule in 30 minutes or less. Friday, January 29th, from the Velasco Theater in Los Angeles, Golden Boy Promotions presents on Estrella TV, Julian El Camarón Ramirez facing San Diego's own Christopher Martin over 10 rounds for the vacant WBC Youth Silver Featherweight title. I'm going to repeat that. It's going to be the vacant WBC Youth Silver Featherweight title. The reason I'm repeating it is because as far as I know, the rules to fight for a youth title for the WBC is the two fighters have to be 24 years old or younger, where I believe that's the case with Julian Ramirez, but I do not believe that's the case with Christopher Martin. I am pretty sure that he's a little bit above that age, but still the WBC, fudging their own rules for the benefit of the promoter, is making this fight for the vacant WBC Youth Silver Featherweight title. I'm just putting it out there. You guys could discuss it at your own time. In the semi-main event, Abraham Lopez will be facing Carlos Valcarcel over 10 rounds in the featherweight division. Saturday, January 30th, from the Bell Center in Montreal, Canada, main events and Interbox present on HBO. Sergey Kovalev, the WBO, IBF, and WBA champion, will be defending against Jean-Paul Scal over 12 rounds in the 175-pound category. And the same night, from the Centro de Convenciones in Rosarito, Mexico, right down the street from the In the Square Circle studio, actually about 10 minutes away, and presented by Sanford on the Azteca channel. In the main event, we have WBC female super bantamweight champion Jasmine La Rosita Rivas will be defending her title against Catherine Fiti. Also on the card will be Canelo's brother Ramon Inocente Alvarez against James Shotgun Winchester over 10 rounds in the super world division. And now the rumor around town, and the town is a buzzing because they're saying that the Canelo, the man, the red-headed man himself, will be in the house to support his brother there. So the town is a buzzing because the Canelo is coming to town. They're more excited over the Canelo coming to town than Santa Claus.
You're serious?
Also on the card will be Raja Amashe. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce her name. She's from Armenia, I believe, by way of Germany. She'll be defending her WBC silver flyweight title over 10 rounds against Eileen Olszewski. And also for the vacant WBC silver light flyweight title, we have Ana La Bronca Arrasola against Annalie Hernandez over 10 rounds. That is in Rosarito. I'll be there front row and center, catch all the action. And also Saturday, January 30th, but from across the pond in London, we have super middleweight George Groves facing Andrea De Luisa for 12 rounds. And that, my friends, is your schedule for this upcoming weekend in the boxing world. And like promised, I mean, this is quick, easy, all the news, little tidbits, little bit of opinion, just putting it out there for you guys to make your own conclusions, to come to your own decisions regarding the news. And this has been the latest edition, episode number 6 of In the Square Circle. I, Felipe Leon, thank you for listening. And to also invite you to listen to the other shows here on Leave It in the Ring Network, which is Leave It in the Ring, the actual boxing show, which is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And also to listen to the next round, which is Mondays. I believe it's at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And then also In the Squared Circle, the only show that's not live, they're live. You could call in and everything. I don't want to listen. I don't want to hear you guys. I don't want to answer any calls. I give you the news, and then you guys could discuss. If you want to contact me and say something, praise me, or say anything bad to me, it doesn't matter. At SD Fights on Twitter. You can email me, fleon@live.com, or you could contact leaveitintheRing@gmail.com. So with that, my friends, I thank you for listening once again to the 6th episode of In the Square Circle with Felipe Leon. Until next week.
in the backstreet balls in the